podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is a special mini-sode where I'm just going to discuss two recent themes that I've experienced: auditioning and dance. The first dream that I'm going to talk about actually combines both of them. I was auditioning to be on Andy Cohen's new dance competition show. For those of you who don't know who Andy Cohen is, he's the guy who produces all the Housewives shows. I believe he's the new host of the show Love Connection. He also has a Sirius XM station called Radio Andy 102. I love Andy Cohen. He didn't seem to love me in this dream I had, though. Okay, so the dream opens up where I am literally standing in an audition room. It's tiny. If for those of you who have never been on audition, or maybe you have been in audition, you know what I'm talking about. Usually they're in like a small classroom. There's not a lot going on in there. And so I'm standing in the middle of the room. Andy Cohen is at a desk and he's on his laptop. He barely looks up at me and he just tells me to do a dance movement. So I don't even really know why I'm here, so I start improvising. Also, there's no music playing. And at this point, I didn't know if I was supposed to provide my own music. I'm not sure because I don't even know why I'm here. So I start improvising some dance moves. He's on his laptop. He barely looks up. And then when I'm finished, he goes, "Okay, great. Now do your girly pose." And he does air quotes with girly. So I get down on one knee and I give a peace sign like the Spice Girls do. And then I wake up. So that was that. And I remember thinking how weird it was and how excited I was that Andy Cohen was in my dream. And also, I wish I whipped out the worm. Like, I wish Dream Michelle knew how to do the worm. Because in real life Michelle really would love to do the worm one day. Like, I'd love to be at a party and there's a dance circle going on. And then all of a sudden, I get in the middle of a circle and I'm doing some corny dance move. And then all of a sudden, I drop to the ground and I do the worm. It's on my bucket list. Wouldn't that be really cool, though? Did you guys ever want to know how to do the worm? Or maybe you know how to do the worm, and that's, like, your signature move? Okay, anyway. So let's transition into dance. So I've had a couple of dreams now where I'm just dancing. I don't really remember specifics. One of them, I'm dancing in Disney World. Last night, I had a dream that I was going to take a dance class. I don't really know what type of dance I was going to learn, but I know that I was going to attend some dance classes. So after doing some research, I found that when you go for auditions in your dreams, it shows that you're trying to showcase the potential that you may have. If the audition goes bad, which this one did, it can show that you have a fear of failure, which totally makes sense, I feel. And we all have that feeling that when we put ourselves forward or if we're trying something new, it's human of us to have that understanding that we might not succeed the first time and that we might fail. The attitude of the audience, though, can signify of how we feel others perceive us in real life. So in this case, Andy Cohen did not care and was not impressed with my audition. So perhaps that's how I'm feeling in real life when I'm talking about things or maybe putting myself out there. I'm feeling that people are not perceiving it as best as I wish that they would. And so when I started really thinking about this, it makes sense because as I've stated on other episodes that I have other podcasts and I just started my new business. And when I talk about it, I can see that some people don't really care. So I don't really try to talk about it that much except for the people that I'm involved with it because people can get bored. They don't want to hear about it. You can almost see their eyes like glazing over and they're listening and they throw in a couple head nods here and there, but are they really listening? Do they really truly care? Probably not. And that's okay. I can't blame them. I've been there when people are telling me some kind of story and I kind of just zone out for a second. I try not to do that because I genuinely really do love hearing people's stories and stuff that they have done. But I understand that not everyone is like me and enjoys hearing in-depth stories. When I looked up dance and dance class can actually symbolize you learning to let go. So when I first read that, I was like, oh, that's really interesting. But it actually makes sense because you ever dance or you just get up and dance and you're feeling bad and as soon as you start releasing that energy, you just feel so much better. I feel like movement in general just does that to you. So that made a lot of sense. And it also can symbolize you taking new steps into learning a new project, going through a new process and entering a new stage of life. That totally makes sense. Going back to how I just started my new business and I'm doing all these new projects. So that actually makes total sense. So I really enjoyed looking up auditioning and dance, and I feel like, again, these two paired really well together for what's going on in my life. I actually do want to read what my dream dictionary had for dance. The dream dictionary I'm just talking about is the Dreamer's Dictionary. From A to Z, 3,000 magical mirrors to reveal the meaning of your dreams. Under dance, it said that the dream is mainly favorable. If it featured ballet dancers or dancing, it predicts new friends and social times ahead. If you saw young people dancing together, you'll have great success in your love affairs. Children dancing, you'll have some unexpected joy. And if you were dancing yourself, all your enterprises will flourish. Flourish on, baby. I hope all my enterprises flourish. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope that you did. Please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. I would so greatly appreciate it. I'm also on Google Play if you have that. If you would like to be a guest, head on over to midtruby.com/inyourdreams, fill out the form, and I will be in touch. Thanks for listening.